I'm involved with an organization in New York that was started by Oliver Sacks called Institute for Music and Neurologic Function, and it's a music therapy program at Beth Abraham Hospital. And they do a lot of different things, but it's amazing, objectively speaking, the therapeutic and healing powers that music can have. I mean, to the extent where they've found that people who've had serious brain trauma, who've lost the ability to speak and to move, can still sing and dance. Because the center of the brain that controls speech is very, very localized, whereas part of the brain that responds to music, the whole brain responds to music. So you can have an aphasic patient who hasn't spoken in 10 years, and you play their favorite song from when they were a child, and suddenly they're able to sing along, and you're able to sort of almost rewire the brain and enable people to communicate verbally where they haven't been able to in a very long time. My involvement is sort of multifaceted. I mean, I help them raise money. We've built a few recording studios at the hospital. There's a lot of patients who, you know, are either very, very sick or are basically in ongoing care. They can now go into the studio and they can write their own songs and they can record their own songs. And if you're in a hospital, there's not a lot to do in a hospital. So to be able to get out of your hospital bed once a week and go into a recording studio and work with a music therapist and writing music or playing music, it really has a very positive effect on people.